We're speaking with Marlon Bodden, who is a lawyer with the Legal Aid Society in New York City, the nation's oldest law firm for the poor. She's also the author of Arrows of Fire and The Wedding Gift. You're an expert in human rights abuses, and on today, Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, that is certainly a hot topic. Louisiana being the latest state to recognize October 14th as Indigenous Peoples Day. Marlon, could you tell us, in your opinion, was Christopher Columbus a bad person?
Yes, he was a very bad person. But the issue for us today is not just that we know today that he was a bad person. The Catholic Church and the Spanish Crown knew that he was a bad person, as were all the conquistadors in 1515, at least 1515. They knew this because there was a Spanish priest, I'm sure you've heard of him, named Bartolomé de las Casas, who at that time was in Cuba, and he had initially participated in massacres of the native people, but then he had a change of heart about that, specifically about the native people, not about African people. And he left his post in 1515 and went back to Spain to speak with the Council of the Indies and the Crown's representatives to say that they needed to stop the conquerors from killing and raping and otherwise abusing the native people. So everyone in Spain, and especially the Crown and the Council of Indies, they were already on notice that all of these conquerors, including Columbus, were very bad people. So that's why when the Knights of Columbus pressured President Franklin Delano Roosevelt to create this federal holiday in honor of Columbus, that's surprising because de las Casas's writings criticizing the conquerors in the Catholic Church were published in 1875, and it was in the 1930s when the Knights of Columbus pressured the government to create this holiday, knowing full well that Columbus was criticized by his fellow conqueror and by the priest de las Casas in 1515.
For our listeners living in a state that still recognizes Columbus Day, how can we go about renaming Columbus Day in favor of Indigenous Peoples Day? And why is that important?
Right. So actually, New York City now celebrates Indigenous Peoples Day rather than Columbus Day. It was done in Louisiana, which a young Native American woman pressured the local government to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. And that's pretty much how it has happened around the country. So now we have 8 states that celebrate Indigenous Day. And I think now we have close to or more than actually 140 cities and towns that celebrate Indigenous Day. And all of those people did it by grassroots organizing, by pressuring their elected officials. One thing, unfortunately, though, that is happening is that while, you know, governmental entities, actually, and also universities and colleges are recognizing, celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day, most are not actually abolishing Columbus Day. So that's, you know, quite an issue. And of course, it's still a federal holiday. But I actually think that at some point, the grassroots organizers are going to pressure the Congress to abolish Columbus Day.
For people who say that these human rights abuses, these murders and pillaging and enslavement that happened centuries ago, that we had no part of it, and if it were happening today, we would decide not to do that. What would you say to people who think that this history is not still relevant to the present?
I think that's a good question. What I say is that Native Americans, if we're going to focus on Columbus Day, then we need to focus on the lives of Native Americans today. And the history to their lives today is relevant because they actually have a very high rate of poverty. They actually have a very high rate of unemployment. So to me, the fact that you're honoring the person who set the conquest in motion of the New World when Native Americans are suffering today, I think it's kind of worse than a slap in the face. It's saying we actually don't care about the problems that you are facing today. And I think that abolishing Columbus Day is an important, it would be symbolic, yes, but it would be a very important move to say, let's acknowledge the lives of the indigenous people today.
What are some things that we can do to celebrate Indigenous people?
Well, I think for myself, today I am not going to be able to go out and join a protest against Columbus Day, really. But I think that to the extent that we can do that, is a way to really, and when I say protest, I don't mean you have to go out there and start throwing things at people or whatever, defacing Columbus's statues or anything like that. But it's something that I have done before in New York City at the Columbus Day Parade. You know, just stand up there holding a sign. You're showing that you oppose Columbus Day and what Columbus stands for or stood for.
And just a note on terminology, Indigenous, Hispanic, Latino, what is the meaning and the proper usage of these terms?
Indigenous really refers to the people who were here before the European contact or European invasion. And so regardless of how long before that they were here first. So we refer to people all over the world who were there generally before the European contact as indigenous. But you also, of course, have indigenous people in Europe. So that's, you know, another issue. But yeah, in the United States, that's going to refer to the First Nations. You've also heard them, or the tribes, the different tribes. Hispanic is a term that's really going out of use. The younger people have created the term Latinx to refer to the people from Latin America and the Caribbean who have some sort of culture, usually language is the identifying characteristic, ancestry to the Spanish language. So that would be Latinx, because Latino, literally in Spanish, Latino only refers to the male people from Latin America. So the young people are now using Latinx to include, obviously, female as well as male.
And just one more question. It's important to recognize the struggles of Indigenous peoples, not just today, but all year round, because it does continue. What are some struggles that you have your eye on right now, whether they be in the courts or in the news or what have you?
I think the problem of poverty and access to education and employment, I think those are the issues that I focus on because of who my clients are, all poor people. So, you know, that's one of the things that we constantly keep an eye on, is what is happening across the country. And Native Americans or Indigenous people and African Americans have almost identical high unemployment and high poverty rates. And that's something that we need to keep putting pressure on our elected officials to do something about.
Marlon Bodden, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Marlon is a lawyer with the Legal Aid Society in New York City and author of The Wedding Gift and Arrows of Fire. And for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, I'm Alexis Goldsmith.